Hello again, it's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for a classic video presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now I say classic video because our main feature was produced for TV, it's not a theatrical movie. It's A Child's Christmas in Wales, another of our holiday season offerings. It's based on a prose work by Welsh poet Dylan Thomas. It grew out of a talk he gave on BBC Radio in Wales in 1945, remembering Christmas in his childhood. He later expanded it, and it was published in Harper's Bazaar magazine in 1950. He later read it for an LP release in 1952, which was later selected for inclusion in the U.S. National Recording Registry in 2008. It's been performed and dramatized several times, including a reading by Richard Burton for CBS TV in 1961. Now what we have today is a fully dramatized version, with the narrator telling the story to his grandson on Christmas Eve. It's a Welsh-Canadian co-production, with exterior footage actually filmed in Wales. Now, most likely, the only cast member you might recognize is English actor Denham Elliot, who plays the grandfather. Fans of Indiana Jones will remember him for playing Marcus Brody in Raiders of the Lost Ark and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and he also played Coleman the Butler in the hit comedy Trading Places. Now, a couple of notes. The Welsh accents, and I credit the filmmakers for actually using Welsh accents, and the terminology might be a bit confusing to those unused to them, but I think you'll adjust and get the picture through the context. One thing, though, even though it is presented as acceptable at the time in this production, these days, you shouldn't throw snowballs at cats. That's not acceptable, and you should not try this at home. Also, while the site this is streaming from has a very good restored print of the show, there are two or three commercial breaks, but that's a small price to pay in my opinion. This production only runs about an hour, so we're including a bonus Warner Brothers cartoon. It's a Merry Melody short called Bedtime for Sniffles, also set on Christmas Eve. It's an early work by director Chuck Jones, and you can see a definite Disney influence in this production. Jones would later note that he really wasn't comfortable doing the kind of cute cartoons like this, and he preferred his later, more humorous work for Bugs Bunny and The Coyote and the Roadrunner and other cartoons of that period. Now, just a reminder, you can still contribute to the clothing drive by St. Joseph's Parish in Plainfield and the food drive by St. Stephen's Lutheran Church. Both collection bins for these drives are located in the library. And if you'd like to catch up on any of the movies that we've shown previously, the list of these movies and the links thereof is available on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can pass along comments or suggestions by calling us at 908-754-7885, posting them on our Facebook page, or emailing them to us, or rather to me, at kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, we hope you're having a happy and safe holiday season, and that you didn't overexert yourself shoveling yesterday. Thanks again for stopping by. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1940, here's Bedtime for Sniffles. And from 1987, here's A Child's Christmas in Wales. Hope you enjoy them.